32. Lying vanities, lying vanities, lying vanities. Both the young and the old say, I have sinned and come short of the mark, and am not worthy of the Lord's love. The old one says, I have nothing to give. I am undesirable to the young, and have no way to give encouragement, for I am spent. And the young one likewise is caught in a snare of lies, feeling that no one can understand him, knowing not that those who have gone before him experience the same. I have given you what you need to comfort one another, if you will forsake these lying vanities. For this is indeed an age of cynicism and hate, and the love of many waxes cold, as I foretold ages ago by the prophets. This is an age of cynicism, an age of fear. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I have given you great love to overcome this spirit that would now envelop the world in coldness and darkness. But as iron sharpens iron, and as stick rubbed against stick will cause a spark, so if you do rub against another in your communion and in your tears and in your sweet breakings and humbling of yourself, and bear your soul to another and your innermost fears, so will I cause that love to spark as never before. It is there. It is an explosion that is waiting to happen. The elements, the chemicals, the molecules are in place. All that is needed is for the hand of faith to reach forth and touch them, and I will cause this fire to burn within your hearts, greater than any nuclear fire. Reach out by faith, and heed not the wicked one who would say to you, there is no love for you are unlovely, you cannot love. Believe it not, but reach forth in faith. For how I would bestow my love upon you through one another, how it does break my heart to see you as beggars when you could be rich, enjoying the inheritance of the riches that I have set before you. Therefore doubt not, but believe it, and reach forth in faith, receiving.